MODOK MCU's appearance come out as another Marvel-wasted villain in Phase 5. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania hits theaters on February 17, 2023 and finally kicks off the Phase 5 saga with a new dynasty. Quantumania is the third installment in the Ant-Man franchise. While the movie brings back some familiar faces, it also introduces us to the most awaited villain, Kang the Conqueror, and MODOK MCU, whom we have met in the comic book story. On the one hand, fans looked excited enough to watch out for their favorite Ant-Man and his team exploring the majestic realm. They had mixed reactions to the film's primary and secondary antagonists cast. Speaking about their performances, Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly, Michelle Pfeiffer, Catherine Newton, Corey Stoll, and Michael Douglas exceed our expectations portraying their respective characters in Quantumania. But it was only Jonathan Majors who stole the show with his conquering role and kept us hooked until the post-credit scenes of the movie. Walking into the theater, it was hard to take our eyes off his role. From big movie critics to the franchise's diehard fans, every mouth after the screening of Ant-Man 3 has praised Jonathan Majors and Marvel for giving us the mighty conqueror. Although, if we have to say the same for MODOK, MCU seems to do an injustice to his character, played by Corey Stoll. For those who don't know, MODOK is one of the most powerful villains in Marvel's comic book story, who acted as a foe of Captain America for 55 continuous years before battling with our MCU superheroes. Contemplating his larger-than-life role in the comic book versions, he was highly expected to reprise his role in further MCU films after his cinematic universe debut, which now can be unrealistic post his death in Quantumania. So, who exactly was MODOK in the comic book story? And why did Marvel close his role in cinematic universe? Is there any possibility we can see him in upcoming MCU films? Let's discuss this. Who is MODOK MCU in comic book story? MODOK is an egomaniacal supervillain of Marvel's comic book story, first appeared in 1967's Tale of Suspense number 94. The mental organism, designed only for killing, MODOK, is a strange creation of Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, who acted as the foe of Captain America for around 55 continuous years before giving a tough fight to MCU superheroes in Quantumania. In the comic book story, the MODOK MCU started his life as George Tarleton, a technician for an arms-dealing organization, Advanced Idea Mechanics, founded by his father. Despite serving as a technician in AIM, he was simply a human guinea. The organization repeatedly experimented with improving his intelligence. After multiple medical experiments, AIM succeeded and transformed MODOK/George Tarleton into a mental organism designed only for killing. Still, the experiment also led to certain side effects on the technician. George developed a stunted body and a giant disturbing head, requiring a hover chair for his mobility. He also acquired mind-based powers to control any technology around him. Moreover, as said, MODOK also gave a tough time Captain America for almost 55 years before making his MCU debut. He even killed the superhero at the initial stage of Marvel's Avengers video game, which finally glimpsed his eventual forms and powers. Since the medical experiments led by AIM gave some mind-boggling superpowers to MODOK, he even attempted to seize his control over Advanced Idea Mechanics, AIM. The organization expelled him, but it didn't stop the egomaniacal villain from resuming his attempts to seize his control over the organization. In a series of events, MODOK even led the formation of Virus X and a female counterpart, Ms. MODOK, which failed thoroughly to have served any benefit to him. His constant trials made him the AIM leader, where he conducted various medical experiments with which he could extend his army and earn more powers in the process. This proves that MODOK was not only a powerful but a genius villain in Marvel, who, if better explored in MCU, could have turned the table for the cinematic universe. So, how did MODOK MCU appear in the live-action world? MODOK, who made his way from book to animation in Marvel's series M.O.D.K, made sense to appear in an animated story. His giant head and stunted body blended well with Patton Oswalt's voice, making the character vocal on screen. But perhaps it should be the animated series where MODOK should have stayed, and eventually, he didn't. His character seems to be completely wasted by MCU. Neither did his character seize control over anything like it did in the comic book with advanced idea mechanics organization, and nor it dealt with any dysfunctional marital relationship as in the animated series MODOK. He is simply an accomplice to the Ant-Man 3 Kong. From his face revelation to setting up his identity, his character's portrayal is the biggest nightmare no MCU fan wants to come to life. If Marvel had to bring him as Kang's henchman, they must have explored his character and explained him more, making things more tragic on camera. Likewise, if Patton Oswalt's voice has already did wonder about MODOK's character earlier, why did they even give it to Corey Stoll? In MCU, MODOK is a transformed self of Corey Stoll's Darren Cross, who turned tinier in the majestic reel. And since he was the biggest villain in Ant-Man, his character felt prominent to bring back in Quantumania, but only to fill the room with laughter. Cassie further explains how a bee-like dressed guy attacked her when she was a child, to the revelation, battles and death of MODOK were just enough to giggle over his role. Saying so, it seems like MODOK is one of the Marvel characters better worked in a comic book and animated version than his MCU appearance. Since Darren Cross was the biggest villain in the first Ant-Man film, and MODOK had a larger-than-life role in comic book stories, it's the stupidity of Marvel to destroy any threat from MODOK MCU, making it a wasted opportunity in Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. So, what do you think of the MODOK MCU appearance? Do you also feel his MCU debut could have been much better than in Ant and the Wasp Quantumania? Drop your thoughts in the comments below.